This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Hackers can get into your phone, your health insurance account. What about that 4,400-pound piece of metal you're driving? From 8 p.m. in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. A Senate report set to be released today says cars connected to the internet could be a security risk, and they could transmit personal information about the driver. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live from Washington. Tell me more about the concern here.
Well, the report, which is from Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey, says there are security problems with cars that use wireless technology. The report says automakers are short on safeguards that would keep hackers from, say, taking control of your car, David, causing it to accelerate or even killing the brakes.
Great. What about privacy concerns?
Yeah, that's a possibility, too. Hackers could steal personal data about drivers through their vehicles. The cars could transmit the data about the drivers anyway, even without being hacked. And this is data about where drivers have been, what destinations they've punched into their GPSs.
And what do car makers have to say about some of this?
Well, they say they've built security systems into their vehicles. Markey's report says two of the auto industry's trade groups have published some voluntary privacy principles. They say car makers will only collect information as needed for legitimate business purposes, but it's not clear exactly what that means.
Nancy, thank you very much. There's news: the average price of gasoline is up 13 cents in the past 2 weeks, $2.20 a gallon for regular. While this is still a third less than a year ago, analyst Trilby Lundberg, who did the survey, is quoted as saying the crash for gas prices is coming to an end or is already at its bottom. We'll see. Meanwhile, the International Energy Agency in Paris tomorrow issues their look ahead for the next 5 years. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong has more on that.
In oil markets, conventional wisdom is spelled IEA. The Paris-based International Energy Agency forms consensus, says consultant Bob McNally of the Rapidan Group. He says consensus was OPEC will intervene whenever prices drop, until it didn't last fall.
What does it mean for the next 5 years if OPEC won't play this balancing role?
That's the question IEA's next report will tackle. A key is world oil supply. And IEA, in fact, was born out of supply angst. After the 70s oil shocks, big industrial countries like the U.S. formed this member group. Economist Steve Sakala is with the University of Chicago.
Their formation was a commitment to hold 90 days' worth of inventory in the case that there are shocks.
Today's shock is a world with no OPEC intervention. Here's consultant McNally's take.
We told our clients, welcome back to Space Mountain, the Disneyland roller coaster.
Yeah, volatility. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers. Crude using the Texas price is up 1.3% to $52.37 a barrel this morning. The 100-share index in London is down 0.6%. S&P Dow and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 0.5% range. There was a time a few years ago when American bankers avoided mentioning their occupation out of fear they'd get an earful from people still angry about the financial crisis. In the U.S., some of that stigma has evaporated over time, but bankers remain on the hot seat in Europe, and the British Parliament is moving forward on a plan to prosecute senior bankers if things go wrong. The BBC's national reporter Jonty Bloom is following the story. Thanks for doing this.
Pleasure.
So the term over there is a senior person's regime. A senior person, what, at a financial services company would be more accountable?
Yes, if a bank were to go to the wall and need bailing out, and it turned out that a senior management member was responsible for that, there would be actually a crime or an offence of mismanaging a bank to such an extent that it went bust.
And that's usually the basis of what is a corporation under law, is that the people who run it are somehow protected legally from this kind of liability. But Parliament is thinking of changing that.
Well, yes. I mean, the banking system is so large that it's near collapse, nearly brought the whole economy grinding to a halt. And so it's basically been seen as something that has to not happen again. And one way of doing that is making bank managers, the top executives of banks, responsible for how they run the organization in a way that leaders of other kind of corporations aren't.
How is the banking sector responding to this senior person's regime that could be on the way? I mean, I saw one fear that they might have trouble recruiting people into senior positions in banking if there's more risk of prosecution.
They say that's an issue. We've seen very few signs of it so far. That is a concern for the industry as a whole. They've also said that they don't like the limit on bank bonuses. And the way they've reacted to that is actually to increase people's basic salary to hold on to them and reduce the total level of bonuses. So we often find that banking industry and financial services more generally have ways of getting around this.
And just briefly, so I fully understand, this isn't just a proposal. It stands a decent chance of being enacted by Parliament?
Yes, they'll have to be quick because, of course, we have a general election coming in May. But the minister responsible, she's actually a member of the Conservative Party, which is the more free market political party here in the UK. And she says that she's going to get it in before the general election.
We'll see. BBC national reporter Jonty Bloom, thank you very much for this.
My pleasure, David. Nice to talk to you.
And somebody had time on their hands at the Daily Beast browsing the privacy policy that came with a Samsung interactive television set, as one does. A correspondent spotted this line about the TV's voice command feature. Quote, please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party. Now, you're probably always circumspect with your language in front of your TV, so this won't interest you. Samsung told Daily Beast that it uses industry-standard security safeguards and that voice recognition is a feature you can turn off. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.